So, what would you say is then the best part of working in tech as a woman?
I love seeing what's coming next. So there's a great book if anybody's interested. It's called The Future Is Faster Than You Think. And in this book, they talk about what we can expect to see in the next 5 to 10 years in technology advancements. And I'm talking about 3D printed houses and flying cars on top of business rooftops, taking commuters back and forth. And the way that we will change education and medical devices and surgeries and robotics and, robots serving you food in restaurants, like all of it. And it just, to me, it's just fascinating. And I love being on the cutting edge and seeing these examples and the prototypes and the startups and everybody trying, working on these things. And so to me, it's never dull. It's never boring. It's never the same. There's just always, great innovations happening. And if you modify your feeds on your social media, you can always be getting exposed to that and always finding great things and articles to read and videos to watch that have to do with technology and vast advancements. So skip all the other stuff, just deleting all these other things in your feed and find things that talk about innovation and technology or robotics, 3D printing, medical, anything you're really interested in, biotech, med tech, ed tech, ag tech, all of it. And you will improve your feeds. And as you improve your feeds, you stimulate your brain in that area of your areas of interest, and you start really getting exposed and staying current and being inspired on what you want to do.
So what advice would you give women that want to enter the field in or that want to enter tech, basically?
To start doing their research and saying, what part of tech do I like? What do I like? And again, go, you can use the social media platform. So all this information's there. So you don't have to leave social media and go to, the library or to other places. Like, you can find what you want in those spaces. So if you like architecture, then start finding architecture promoted Instagram sites, YouTube videos, anything like that. If you like gardening and agriculture and you want to improve crop yields and things like that, if you want to reduce plastic, if you want to do, build games that are interesting to women, like, just go find, just do search words and hashtags and find those who are already working in those spaces and follow them, engage with them, read what they're doing, watch what they're doing, and stimulate your brain in your areas of interest. And then make sure you're aligning your education to the same. And so you're just surrounding yourself with like-minded people, like-minded ideas, and then you don't feel like you're all by yourself. You don't feel like it's just me that just wants to do this and I don't have a network. So you start building that network. And then if you're more advanced, go to LinkedIn and type in the topics of what you're interested in and start connecting with people. So even for yourself, if you want a career in photography, you just go in and type in, photographer on LinkedIn and start, and you can set it to any country in the world. If you want them close by you, you can set it to just your country only. You can set it to your city and just start finding people who are doing what you do. And if you want, you can go through the list and just focus on the women and start sending connections to them and just say anything like, I am passionate about photography. I'm hoping to build my network of other female photographers in my area. Please accept my connection. And you just start building that out, right? And all of a sudden, you know 5 or 6 other female photographers. And then you can follow them and ask them for advice or ask them when they're in town. There's all kinds of ways that we can increase our networks in our areas of interest. But first, you have to expose yourself to a lot of things to learn which one you're attracted to. I think one of the ways that I did it was to read the college courses, the synopsises about the courses, I mean, just take a college catalog and just start reading the descriptions of the courses and circle the ones that are interesting, and you'll start seeing some patterns, right? Like, do you get really attracted to all the medical courses, or you're just like, oh no, I'm not interested in medical? Do you get really interested in the environmental courses and you circle them more than others? Like, that's one really quick, easy way to start seeing where your interests are. And another is to just say, okay, this week I'm going to just focus on removing plastic. I'm just going to focus on environment, and I'm going to look at everything ecotech related. So I'm just going to use the hashtag ecotech, and I'm just going to see what comes up and find out, does it inspire me? Is it interesting? And then next week I'm going to do edtech, and I'm just going to look at everything edtech. Or next week I'm going to do medtech, and I'm just only going to look at hashtags with that, right? And you'll start finding where your body and your mind and your emotions react more positively to ones than others.
Yeah, that's true. It's quite scary finding out what you want, but it's, you just need to figure it out and be happy with what you.
Well, and you can change. It's perfectly okay to change. I've changed my career a couple of times. There's nothing wrong with that. You can get a degree in architecture and then find out that you're much more suited towards engineering or environment. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's just that willingness to stay open, to continue to research, to allow yourself the space to change as you go and to grow as you go. You make decisions today based on what you know today. But 3 to 5 years from now, you're going to be smarter than you are today. You're going to be exposed to more. It's okay to say 5 years from now that you're going to make a big difference, a change in your career. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's because you know something new now. You got exposed to something new, and it's like, oh, this is much more interesting. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. True. You never stop learning.
Right? You don't stop learning, and you just keep allowing yourself to be introduced to new ideas. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I started 20 years ago, and if you told me I was going to be flying around the world delivering entrepreneurship courses to university students, I would have said, there's no way, right? And now here, you know, or if you told me 5 years ago that I was going to live in Iraq for 9 months and teach, you know, technology there, I would have said, no way. Mm-hmm. So it's just that willingness to always be open and say yes as much as you can to new opportunities.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great time putting everything together.
Oh, that will be interesting. Yeah,
yeah, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Great. But
thank you also for your patience and for really taking the time.
No, you know, reach out to us anytime. It's really sweet to get to spend the time with you.
Thank you.
Great. All right.
All right, then.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.